Good morning, everybody, and welcome again to WBC Online, which is an outreach of Warhope Baptist Church. I hope you've had a great week and that you and your family are safe and healthy. I don't have to tell you that the world that we live in is a little bit crazy right now. Things are changing from day to day, and you watch the news, and the COVID crisis comes and goes, and well, you know what I'm talking about. But today, I'd like to show you some things that don't change. We can find those things in a song that I'm going to play for you. It's by the Newsboys. It's called We Believe. Have a listen. Well, I hope you enjoyed that song. That song by the Newsboys highlights some things that Christians have believed for over 2,000 years. And what's really amazing is that nothing has changed, essentially. I know there's been a couple of things added and taken away, but essentially it's the same thing. It's been around for over 2,000 years. But that's what Christians have believed. Well, you may say, well, that's what you believe. Well, so what? Everybody has their beliefs, and what makes your belief any more special than anybody else's? Well, for the next few minutes, I'd like to show you why I believe that the Christian's belief system is so important. But first, let's have a word of prayer. Father, Lord, thank you again for a chance to come to these folks online. Thank you for the technology. Thank you for the good weather before the rain's supposed to come over the weekend. Thank you for things that we can depend on, we can trust, even in the most difficult of circumstances. Thank you that you've given us a foundation to stand on. Now, Father, help me to communicate that to where maybe somebody else will want to get on board. Lord, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's take a few minutes and take a look at those beliefs that were in the song and then place it within our current situation. Listening to the opening words. In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, in this broken generation, when all is dark. Sound familiar? If you don't recognize this, then turn on the evening news this evening, or maybe go online and scroll through some of the news apps, and it'll become really, really clear to you that this song is almost prophetic. It's been around for 6 or 7 years, but it paints a really good picture of where we're living right now. Well, but the Newsboys also gave a real good, strong, biblical solution. They say there's only one foundation, there is only one salvation, and it's wrapped up in what we believe. Well, they sound pretty sure of themselves, don't they? So, what is that one foundation that they're talking about? Well, here it is. Let me read it to you. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. Now let's take a moment and unpack each one of these. So let's look at each of these individually. First, we believe in God the Father. We believe, Christians believe that He created everything that there is. Now, I know what science tells us. Science tells us that all that we see just happened. Just happened. I'll leave that there. And we believe that God created mankind in a special way for a special purpose. Again, I know what science tells us, that we're just a bunch of chemical reactions, and we come into existence and then we go away. There is nothing special about us at all. Christians don't believe that. But we also believe that God gave us a job to do. We're supposed to look after the earth, and unfortunately, we've not done a real good job about that. We find ourselves in a real mess. And that's because, I really believe that's because there's so many selfish people in the world who are only interested in themselves and what they believe and what they think and what they want, or about them completely. It's all about them. Folks, that doesn't make for a good society. Selfishness and greed is destroying everything around us. So what could possibly change all of that? That brings us to point number two. We believe in Jesus Christ. Now, I know Jesus. Every time you hear about Jesus, it's generally in a curse word. But we revere Jesus. Christians honor Jesus. We believe that Jesus was a perfect representation of God Himself. When you see Jesus and you hear Jesus, you're seeing and hearing the heart of God. But let's look at Him. He lived a good life. The Bible said He was perfect. He taught some revolutionary things, and I'm not kidding when I say He was revolutionary. You see, He said, love your neighbor like you love yourself. Well, Jesus, how do you do that? He said that you're to treat those who despise you with love and respect. Boy, if we would do those two things, wouldn't things change? He said to do something good to those who do something bad for you. Oh, come on, Jesus. Is this possible? Yes, it is. And it would revolutionize our society. But He also said it doesn't matter what somebody does to you. You're supposed to forgive that person who hurt you. Revolutionary? Yes. I know these things are hard. But if we as a society would do these five things that Jesus taught us over 2,000 years ago, things would settle down. Things would even out. Matter of fact, all things would get so good that the news wouldn't find anything to talk about unless they started talking about good news. They'd probably have to start shutting down, which is all right with me. But now let me show you something. Jesus was so radical that the religious people of His day, they didn't like Him. So they accused Him of high treason, and they had Him beaten and hung on a cross until He was dead. Wow. But Christians also believe that Jesus defeated death, and 3 days after He was killed, He rose from the grave. Interesting thing about this, He said, they're going to kill me, in 3 days I'll rise again. Well, you see, that's what Easter is all about. Sorry, Easter Bunny. But there's one more. Christians also believe in the Holy Spirit, and that is simply God Himself, the Spirit of God. We believe He is alive and well, and He is working in those people who will let Him. He will warn us when we're about to mess up. He will remind us of these radical teachings of Jesus so we can hold to them. Our world would be such a better place if people would just listen to Jesus, His teachings, and the Holy Spirit. And finally, this song points out that Jesus is coming again. Jesus did make a promise that one day He would return for those who are watching for Him. Boy, won't there be a lot of people surprised. But to me right now, in the world in which we live, that all sounds pretty good. So essentially, that's what Christians believe. And you can easily see why Christians hold on so tightly to these, even just these five things that we have pointed out. You see, with these five things, we know there's hope. And with hope, you can survive anything that comes your way. Listen, for the work of all the philosophers, the politicians, and the academics, you put all of their work together, we in the human race are still in a mess. But we believe through the life and the teachings of Jesus Christ that He could rescue our world. And we also believe He will rescue them one person at a time. Now let's make this personal. Today, I want to challenge you to consider Jesus and what He taught. We believe that if you will let Him, He will change you. He will place you into the body of Christ and make you brand new. What will you do? Father, I thank You, Lord, for Your word. I thank You for these fabulous promises that You've allowed us to have over so many years. Father, I pray that people will consider the teachings of Jesus. Nothing religious about it. It's simply the life and teaching of Jesus. Radical they are. So radical that they would heal our world if we just listen and apply them. I pray that each one that's listening today will invite Him to be their Savior and Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we listen to this next song, I would like to invite you to consider the things that I've just said and think about them for yourself. Then, let us know that you're there and what you're thinking. Drop us a note or send us a message or even send me an email, which will be just above the link. And let us know you're there. And if God has touched you, or this has meant something to you, or perhaps you have a question for me, make sure you send me a note and let me get back to you. Thanks again for joining with us today.